Okay, we're picking up on Chavtes Amud Beis. We are three lines from the bottom. We're starting with the new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Mechabes Haner, someone who's extinguishing the lamp on Shabbos, v'neishu misyarim, ne'anachrim, ne'alistim, ne'ruachram, ne'acholesh, yashan, pater." That someone is extinguished because he fears the people who worship of Avodah Zarah, or the robbers, or because he has a bad spirit, he's very sad to be in the light, whatever, okay, mental anguish. And he can only be soothed by putting out the light, or because of the sick person, he's to fall asleep. In all these cases, it's going to be pater. Okay? He's meaning that he doesn't have to bring a korban chatas, it's going to be pater valaser, not a deraisa. So Gemara is going to explain the reasoning. And then the Gemara continues, kachas ala ner, but if he extinguishes in the flame in order to spare the lamp, kachas ala shem, or spare the oil, kachas apsila, spare the wick, chayav, in all those situations, you're chayav, meaning you violate an isur deraisa. If this is your reasoning for putting out the light, that is going to be an Isra Raisa, and you're going to chayav v'chatas if you do this by accident. However, the Gemara quotes, Rabbi Yossi, Poter, Bekul, Rabbi Yossi exempts all of these cases, chus ben apsila, except for the one, the case of the wick, because if a situation where you are extinguishing it in order for the wick, it's going to be making it better, neshu osa pecham, you're extinguishing the flame in order to make charcoal, so therefore it to be a malacha, shetzricha legufa, that it's considered a malacha, a labor that's literally needed for its defined purpose. As we're going to see in a moment, the big machlokas. You know, I just mentioned it now already. So the Gemara has yesterday's daf, a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about the nature of davar shina miskaven. There's another Shabbos concept that they argue out, meaning that they're basically always the rule about intent. Rabbi Yehuda is always more machmir than Rabbi Shimon. So there's another concept called malacha she'ina tzricha legufa. When it comes to a malacha, literally a labor that's not needed for its defined purpose, meaning you're doing a malacha not for the purpose of the malacha itself, but for something else. Just to give an example, I mean, the first example is if I blow out a fire for the purpose of not actually wanting the fire to be blown out, let's say, but for a sick person or for any other reason, that could be an example of malacha shina tzricha legufa. Or another one, just say you kill a bug. There's netilas neshama, killing a bug on Shabbos. So if I don't want to use the, if I don't plan on using the hides of the bug or whatever like that, then it's going to be malacha shina tzricha legufa. I'm not using it for its defined purpose of killing it. I just wanted it to just not bite me or do something like that. That would be an Isser Darabanan according to Rabbi Shimon and Isser Daraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara now says, Midikatani Seif HaChayav, the latter part of the Mishnah, says that the person is Chayav when he puts out the flame in order to keep the oil. Shma Mina Rabbi Yehuda, we can infer that our Mishnah is showing the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that Malacha Sheina Tzricha Lagufa, that in the Malacha that's not using for its defined purpose, because here, what I want to do, I was just blowing it out because I want to use it later, so that seemingly would only follow Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon would hold that it's only an Isra Rabbanan. So the Gemara asks, the Reish of Mayaskina, in what case are we dealing with the first part of the Mishnah that says you're Pater? The Gemara says, now, if we're dealing with a person whose life is a life-threatening endangerment right now, mutter mi baile, then the lashon of the Tana shouldn't be that it's pater aval aser, implying that it's an iser rabbanan. It should be totally mutter. It should be completely mutter. We know that it's pikuach nefesh. V'ibechol hashem bo sakana, and if the Mishnah is dealing with a case of a chole who's not endangered, then chayv chatas v'ilei, that not only is it going to be pater, it's going to be an iser daraisa to put it out, so then you'd be chayv chatas if you did it by accident. So the Gemara now suggests a teretz. The Gemara says, l'olam bechol hashesh bo sakana, really the Mishnah is dealing with a case of a sick person whose life is in danger. V'dinu delitne mutter, and really you should have mentioned that it's totally mutter. However, v'aydi de bai l'mishnah seifa chayav, since stylistically the Mishnah in the latter part of the Mishnah is going to be lashon of that you're chayav done in a merish apater, but really we're assuming that you should be totally mutter in a situation of pikuach nefesh where the guy was life was endangered. So the Gemara says that now Allah, based on the Braisa, v'haditani Rabbi Yosha, the Rabbi Yosha taught in the Braisa, im b'shvil achola sheyishan, if a person is extinguishing the lamp so that a sick person is able to fall asleep, lo yichabe, you should not do this. If you're not talking about shechol yeshem zakana, we're going to see that is clear in a moment. V'im kiba patra v'laser, but if he does extinguish it, it's going to be an isur derabanan. So the Gemara is wondering, who are we following? So the Gemara answers, the Braisa was dealing with a sick person who is not in Sakana of Rav Shimoni, and that was reflecting the view of Rav Shimon, as opposed to our Mishnah, which we're assuming was reflecting the view of Rabbi Yehuda, which was assuming that it was an Isser Daraisa. So the Gemara asks, Shal Sha'ala Zila Rabbi Le'ela Rabbi Tamchil Ben Avi. The question was asked before Rabbi Tamchil Le'ela. Rabbi says that they were far away, and Yonah Dioma, he wasn't asking it near him, whatever reason it was far away when he was asking the question. So the Gemara says, "Ma'al lechabas butzin tador makam beusha b'shabta." Is it permissible to extinguish a candle for a person who's very sick on Shabbos? So the Gemara now says, "Pasach v'yamar." So Rashi says, "We're a whole gadita right now. We're going to have a whole long gadita before he gets to the teretz." So the Gemara says that he was trying to get the crowd going by saying words of a gadita so that they'll be interested, and then he started off with some nice words. So he says, "Antu Shlomo, Ant Kamach, Ant Samluzach, Lo Dayach Shidvarcha Sosin Zbeyavidavecha Lashdvarcha Sosin Zed Zeh." So he says, "Where is your feigned wisdom, Shlomo Amelech? Where is your understanding? Not only do the things that you say contradict your father David Amelech, but they also contradict each other. Stiras Meneube." So the Gemara says, "David Avicha, Mar Zavid is said in the book of Tehillim, Lo Amesim Yaluka. The dead person can't praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu," which is implying that a live person who's Baruch Hashem living, has the ability to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a great opportunity. V'ata Martin, you say in the book of Koheles, what do you say? V'shavech z'meisim shekvar meisu. I praise the dead who've already died. That implies that a person who's dead is better than a person who's living. And then you yourself are so sure what you just said, you contradict yourself. A live dog is better than a dead lion, which implies that a person being alive is the best. So which is it? You're contradicting David HaMelech and Tehillim, which says being alive is better, and you contradict yourself. One place you say it's better to be alive, the other place you say it's better to be dead. So B'Tarim Chan starts to answer the kashas. Lo kasha, ha dekamar David Melach Meisim Nukal. When David Melach says that it's better that the dead people can't praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that achi kamar. Lo olam yasek on a Torah mitzvahs kodem shiyamas. A person should try the best he can to do all the Torah and all the mitzvahs before he dies. She came and she meis batam in a Torah ben a mitzvahs. The moment that he dies, that he can't study Torah anymore and get the schar and the closing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he also can't practice mitzvahs. Ve'en laKadosh Baruch Hu shevach ba, no longer HaKadosh Baruch Hu derives honor from this person. Gemara says, "Vayinu l'Rabbi Yochanan," and this is similar to Rabbi Yochanan. "Ma'adich siba meisim chashi," that a person is a David Melech writes the pasuk in Tehillim, which says, "I'm counted among the dead people who are free." In what sense a person is dead is free? Kevin shemeis adam nasu chashi in the Torah and the mitzvos. The moment the person has died, he can no longer be mekayim Torah mitzvos. He cannot be mekayim them. So the Gemara sees over there that being alive is better. So the Gemara now says, once we're talking about Mesim can't be because Mesu. When Shlomo said, "I praise the dead who have already died," who is this referring to? He's referring to a person who's a tzaddik and his life he spent his whole time doing Torah mitzvos. And then afterwards you'll be able to be more influential. The Gemara is going to explain how you can become more influential. Shechashatu Yisrael b'Midbar, when Klal Yisrael sinned with the Chayta Egel in the Midbar, Amar Moshe lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu ve'amar kama tefilas nachal lefanam, because daven for 40 days and 40 nights, right? The second 40 days, 40 nights. Velonanei, it still wasn't answered. Shomar Zuchor le'Avram Yitzchak le'Alavadecha, the pasuk over there, right? Where we've laid it on the time set on all the fast days. Remember, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, then right after that he was answered. So then we see over there that Zchus Avos is after they're dead. And Rashi points out that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was the biggest tzaddik. Ein lecha tzaddik gadol m'Moshe, Rashi's lashon is. He was the biggest tzaddik, yet he wasn't answered only by Zchus Avos, who are already dead. We see that when a tzaddik dies, his Zchus in some way is string greater than when he's alive. So that's referring to Shlomo HaMelech. He's praising the dead who have already died, meaning the Moshe Rabbeinu's use of the Zchus Avos after they had died, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu's old Zchusim, which he again was the biggest tzaddik, still his own Zchusim weren't enough. So the Gemara continues, Davar Acher Minago Shel Olam Sar Basar Vedam Gozer Gzera Safim Gaimer Safik En Mekaimer Nasa. If a person, the way the world works, the ruler makes a decree, so then some people might follow it, some people will not follow it. And if they do fulfill it, they'll make the gzeros, and then immediately when the guy dies, they're not going to listen to him anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu gazer kama gzeros, v'tikin kama takanos, made a lot of gzeros and takanos. Rashi quotes one of them. Gemara Megillah says that he said tikin that 30 days before, you have to, meaning we're not talking about the din, according to Rashi, we're not talking about the din derais, we're talking about his takanos. Like Rashi says that to learn halachas before, on the chag bechag, and those things, to learn halachas Pesach on Pesach, and 30 days before, things like that. That was Moshe's takanos, we still do them. And yet, he's able to continue them. And so the way that's referring to over here is that a person who's died, great leaders, their influence continues for so many generations, even past the ones who are currently alive now. So the Gemara continues in Davar Acher, Shemenech is amazing. What is this? Kid Rav Yehuda Marav. How, this is like Rav Yehuda Marav that said the following. Damar Rav Yehuda Marav, Maidech Siv Asay, Ami also Tov Yehuda Sunav Yavosh, the Pasuk in Tehillim again says that, the Davar HaMelech said, show me a sign that my enemies will see it and they're going to be ashamed. So what's this referring to? Amar Davna Gosh Baruch Hu. David said, before Hashem Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Mecholi Al Oso Avon, forgive me for that sin. What is that sin? Whenever it says Oso Avon and the Gemara and things like that, is referring to the sin of Bathsheba, right? Where David HaMelech had sent Uriah to war, knowing that he died. First of all, he first had relations with her, and then he sent her to war. The Gemara has a whole seer why maybe he wasn't a real Gil Arias, because Uriah was a get off tonight, and then he sent her to war that she died. Okay, back in the whole thing. Lamaisa, he sinned. Lamaisa, the Pashas HaKroi is that he sinned. The Gemara is a terrorist to say maybe he didn't sin, but again, at the end of the day, it was considered an avon. In the Gemara, many places, references are avon, so he's asking for forgiveness. So the Gemara says, Amr la mecholcha. So Hashem responded, I'm going to forgive you. Amr lo aseh mecholcha. I forgive you. Amr lo. So again, David Melch said, Amr osulis os betov mechayai. Show me a sign in my life that will prove that I'm forgiven. So Amr lo, Kosh Baruch Hu said back to mechayecha, I'm not going to tell you during your lifetime ever, bechayeh Shlomo ani modeh. In life of Shlomo, everyone's going to know what happened. What happened time of Shlomo? Kshibar Shlomo is based on Middash, when Shlomo built the base of Middash, bikis ha'akos aron leves kodesh ha'kodeshim, he wanted to bring the aron into the kodesh kodeshim, dav kusharim zezeh. And so the Gemara relates over there, that the Midrash actually, not the Gemara, the Midrash says that the Shlomo's, we know that the aron was exactly 10 amos wide, but so was the entrance into the Kodesh, Kodeshim, and Shlomo was very embarrassed, so he davened to Gosh Baruch Hu, please let this go through, I made a big mistake over here. You know, I built the kli not big enough to come in, I have to make the aron come in. So the gates were locked together, they wouldn't open. Amar Shlomo, Eshim Rav Ramana, Shlomo said 24 different songs of praise, and Tfilos, Rashi says that those are the ones mentioned in the Psukim and Malachim over there, right? Velo Nana, and he wasn't answered. They stayed closed. Pasach Mar Suusha Mar Shechem Vinasu Pesach Leomim Malach HaKavod. Raise up your heads, the gates, to be uplifted, so that the King of Glory may enter. They thought Shlomo was referring to himself as the King of Glory. Rav to Basim Avalei, the gates ran as him, they're going to swallow him up and kill him. You chutzpah maniac that you're referring to like this. Amru Miza Malach HaKavod. No, so Shlomo responded. Who is the King of Glory? Yourself? So that was the question of the gates. Amr Lo, Shlomo responded to them, no, Hashem is your Gibor. And so then they went back and said, Sur Shem Hashem, said, let me be a Melech HaKavod. They responded, no, that's good, you're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi Uzi Melech HaKavod, Shem Tzavos Melech HaSevel. Again, this is all Galata, but this was going on over here, that they're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the king of Sela, literally the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God who hosts of the king, right? Of the king of glory. Selah, velo nana, but either way, so Gemara says that with that still, the gates remain closed and it wasn't answered. So what happened? Came on Shemar Shem Lakim out to Shep Nebe Shechacha Zichar El Chasti David Avdecha. As soon as he said that, don't turn your face from me and remember the tzidkus, how pious David HaMelech was. Miyad nana, and immediately Shlomo was answered. At that moment, everyone saw this big miracle take place on behalf of David HaMelech, all of his enemies. Who were his enemies? Rashi points out the family Shimi ben Gera and the family of Shaul, all the people who opposed David being the king. They turned like the bottom of a pot. They're so embarrassed. V'yadu kolam chol yisrael shemachal kosh baruch hu aloso avon. I remember that David had been forgiven for that sin. V'le'af amar Shlomo v'shabeach anis amesim shekvar mesu. Isn't it amazing when Shlomo said that the pasuk? And again, that was the reason we're bringing this was because the pasuk was saying that he was mishabeach the dead who have already died, because he's forgiving David Melech after he had died. So that's the pasuk says, on the eighth day he sent them and everyone back to their tents. They were joyful and happy. For all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for David and for the people of Israel. So the Gemara says, they went to their tents. Why? The Goshen Matzon Hashem Batara. They found their wives in a state of purity. Smeichem, they found them happy. Shenenem Ziv Ashchina, they were in the divine presence. V'tov Elevav, and they were happy. Why? Because in his Arvish Hashem Shkol Echad and all the Zachar, they were Zohar to have baby boys. So what's this part now? This is why we're bringing this whole pasuk. The goodness that the Kosh Baruch Hu had done for David, was this referring to the goodness of David? Shemachalo alo soyavlo, and the Kosh Baruch Hu forgave David Melech for the sin involving Bathsheba, Uli Yisrael, Amodachlo avon diyom Kippurim, and they also forgave Kosh Baruch Hu. Kosh Baruch Hu forgave them the sin of eating on a Kippur. The Gemara and Yuma has a whole derivation that there was those 8 days. I don't know if you are familiar, the pesukim seem to indicate this anyway, that they ate on Yom Kippur. They learned it out from pesukim. They're just afraid they made a mistake. Abbas came out and said, no, you didn't make a mistake. You were supposed to eat that Yom Kippur. Meaning all of Klal Yisrael ate as a simcha for the Hakamas HaMishkan, Hakamas HaBeis HaMikdash during the time of Shlomo. So the Gemara continues now. The Gemara Shlomo, and now analyzing The other part that Rambam was bothered by, Akila Kelev, Chai told me na Arya Yameh. So what is it referring to? A live dog is better than a dead lion? There's a following story. Let me know my end and what's going to happen and when I'm going to die, how old I'm going to be and everything of the like. So the Gemara says, Amar David ibn HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Hodi Eni Hashem Kitzi. Let me know my end, when I'm going to die. Amar Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded him, Gzeirim Lefnei Hashem Mordim Kitzi. We don't tell a person Basar Shal Vadam. We don't tell a person when he's going to die. Umidas Yamai Mai Mahi, and the end of the day is when I'm going to know. Gzeirim Lefnei Hashem Mordim Umidas Yamai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also don't tell a person when exactly he's going to die, when is the measure of his person. So, Eda Machad El Ani, also I should know when I'm gonna stop time. Tell me the day of the week, at least. So meaning, I can't know the years. I can't know the exact time. So tell me the very, at least what day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Shabbos. You say, Amar Lo B'Shabbos, tell me, so you said to David Melech, on Shabbos you're gonna die. That's Mamalka, the one idea is that David Melech made a party every month of Shabbos that he was able to survive. Either way, the Gemara says, Echor Be'echor B'Shabbos. He said, I don't want to die on Shabbos, Kodesh, let me die on Sunday. So Amar Lo, nope, Kfar Giyah Malchus Shlomo Bincha, that next day is going to be Shlomo Melech's turn to reign, Ve'in Malchus Logas Bechavarta Afilukum Onema. And the reign of one king is now allowed to encroach on the other one, even for the slightest breath of a hair, even in the slightest moment. Amos Be'erev Shabbos, to which David Melech says, let me die on Erev Shabbos. Not Shabbos. Amar Lo, Kitov Yom Bechatirecha Me'elef. That your days, your having you is better than 1,000. 1,000 what? That you learning Torah for one day is better than 1,000 korbanos of Shlomo Melech. See the Koach HaTorah. The Koach HaTorah, Mir Tashem, we all have a Koach HaTorah now. We need Koach HaTorah to stop from the Magefa right now. So Mir Tashem, Koach HaTorah should help us also. So it was better than all, the 1,000 korbanos of Shlomo is going to accrue in Beis HaMikdash. So what do? Kliyoma Shabbos Aviyasa Vigars Kul Yome. The Melech is to learn Torah all day so that the Malach Mavis wouldn't be able to kill him. The day where David HaMelech is supposed to die, David HaMelech stood before David, he couldn't kill him because he was learning Torah all day. David HaMelech had a good cheshvan. He wouldn't stop learning. So he said, what can I do to him? What can I do to cause him to stop learning? So he had a garden behind his house. The angel of death, Malach HaMavis, came. And he came on one of the trees and he shook the branches really loudly. David HaMelech was startled by the noise. He came out to see what was going on. As soon as he was going up the stairs, a stair went in under him, meaning fell off. He was, at that moment, he was silent and he died. Just to point out, I was just thinking, alright, I was thinking this. When he was walking out to see what was going on, he was still thinking totally in learning, immersed in learning, even when he was seeing what was going on. The Malach HaMavis couldn't come even when he got up. Only when the stair caved in, and then at that point he was silent for the second when he fell, at that point he was able to kill him. Just amazing how much David Melech was shakua in his learning, how much he was engraved and engrossed in his learning. Either way, the Gemara continues. Shalach Shlomo Davi Joshua, the Gemara continues now with the Hemshech of the story. Shlomo sent a Shaila. My father is dead, and his body is resting in the sun. And the dogs, my face, and my father's house are hungry. I'm afraid they're going to eat the body, and I'm afraid. What do I do? So what can I do? So they said back to him. So you could cut up a carcass and a skin of a carcass and lay it before the dogs, as you mentioned, that it's mutter to feed dogs on Shabbos. So the carcass is not considered mukta because you're allowed to feed dogs on Shabbos, so you don't have any issue over there. Ve'avicha, as it's your father, hanachalav kikar atinuk v'taltlo, put a loaf of bread or a young child on his body and carry it. Normally, a mace is considered a full-fledged mukta. You're not allowed to touch it even for any purpose. However, for a situation, for a mace, for the tzorech hamace, is the only heter. We can't do this for other mukta, put on a mutter object and carry them together. Only for a mace, we have the special heter that if you place a loaf of bread, any mutter item or a kid or something like that on top of it, then you're allowed to carry the mukta with the non-mukta together. That's a special heter by the kavod hamace. So the Gemara concludes now, v'loyafem or Shlomo, at that point, isn't it good what Shlomo says, ki lekelav chayot tov min arya mace? For a live dog is better than a dead lion, because over here, we're referring to the fact that Shlomo HaMelech is saying a live dog is treated with greater honor than a dead lion. That the live, in order for the live, to feed the live dog, Shlomo HaMelech is saying that what? That you can permit taking the animal carcass to be handled on Shabbos without any special heterim. However, to move David HaMelech's own body, you need a special heter to put things on him. That's what we're referring to over here. So the Gemara now gives the final terrace of Tanchum over here. Tanchum said, "Inan Shela Dishonel Karmechon." The question that I ask you, whether it's mutter to have on Shabbos the person who's seriously ill to heal him. So he said, "Ner Kuryo Ner." In the lashon of in Hebrew, a candle is called a candle. V'nishmas Odom Kuryo Ner, and also a person's neshama is called a ner. So he's saying that one candle has to be extinguished so that the other one could survive. Mutav techaber ner shel baser v'dam ner shel Kadosh Baruch Hu is better to allow the candle that a person made to be extinguished before the candle of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is the person's neshama. So Rashi points out that this is not the source for allowing a person to blow out a candle for a person who's very sick. The person of Bikuch Nefesh. Bikuch Nefesh comes from V'chai Bahem V'lo Shamos Bahem. Rashi was just saying it was Divrei Agada, there was a woman and Amei Aratzim there, so they wanted to hear a nice vort. So he said over a nice vort that they would enjoy. Okay, so the Gemara continues now. Amar Yehuda b'Reid Shmuel b'Rashidas b'Shemir. The Rav Bakshu Chaim Nagnus Sefer Kohelas. The Chaim wanted to conceal the book of Kohelas. Why? Because Neshet Dovah says that they had contradictions. Why didn't they conceal it, put it away? Neshet Chilas Divrei Torah V'Sofet Divrei Torah. Because the beginning has Torah and the end ends with Torah. So we see, Rashi points out, that it must be that the whole the Rav Shabbat is also a great chashivas for Torah. As well, so it must be that the whole thing is emes. So Gemara now says, "Tchilas Tevesora." Its beginning is words of the Torah. Dichsiv, "Ma Yisrael Adam b'chol Moshe mol tachas Hashemes." What benefit does it have a person to work so hard in this world under the sun? So the Gemara says, "Rabbanu Biyana, the drush over here, tachas Hashemes hu de'in lo, only under the sun. Where when it's something that's under the sun, a person has no profit from working so hard on. However." Kodem Hashem is something that precedes the sun. It was before the world. When the Torah was before the world was created, then Yeshua, they indeed would have benefit from profit from working extremely difficult and hard and on the Torah. So the person is toiling in the Torah, and Amelis B'Torah is a very big thing. So for Divrei Torah, the end of the words of Divrei Torah in Kohelas, Tichsev, so far, Rekonish, Maise, Elohim, Yeravet, Meshavas, Amar, Kizekla, Adam. Everything was heard. Everything that's considered, the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his commandments, that's all of a person. So the Gemara says, "My kizakol." What does it mean? It's all of a person. Amar Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says, "Kolam kolo nivra ela bishvil zeh." That the whole world was created only for this person, the person who fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keeps his mitzvos. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shachol Zekanek Kolam Kolo. This person who has this, he keeps his commandments and keeps the Torah, is equal to the entire world. Shimon Azar Mevermel Shimon Ben Zom Omer Lo Nivra Kolam Kolo Ela Letzavos. That the entire world is created only to be an accompaniment to this person, so he shouldn't be bored and able to continue learning. Rabbi Mamish takes it very seriously. The whole world, the whole purpose of the world is for the tzaddikim and the gedolei hador. Okay, now the market it is. What is the stira? My devar sosin is that. What does it mean? Examples that things are contradicting one another. Ksiv tov kas mischok. One pasuk it says that anger is better than laughter, which implies that laughter is not good in this world. Ksiv lischok amartim elav. Another pasuk says that laughter is good; it's praiseworthy. So which is it? Laughter good? And then, so it's not. So the gemara seems to be so. The two pesukim seems to be so each other. Uksiv also it says, Shibachta nisa simcha, I've praised joy. Uksiv also it says, other place, simcha is that Ma'u said, what is it to have happiness? We see that again, Kohelas has stiras over here. So Gemara answers now, lo kash, and there's no stiras. Tov kash mischok, when it's better, we say that it's better, the anger is better than laughter. Tov kash, of course, Kosh Baruch Hu, tzaddikim, and the Frank to Kosh Baruch Hu. It's better that he should get angry at the tzaddikim in this world and they get punished in this world. And then mischok, shemisaka, Kosh Baruch Hu, Rishon b'lamaz. And he lets the Rishon, the laughter is the happiness that the Rishon will have in this world, which is only a small amount of time. And then the Olam Haz, Olam Haba, he can punish them for everything they do wrong, as opposed to the tzaddikim. He's punishing them in this world so that the next world they have all kol kulo, the benefits. Continues the Gemara, v'laschok amartim mehulal. The laughter is good, it's praiseworthy. What's that? Zelchok shem esach HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tzadik l'olam haba. That's referring to the great reward, the laughter kilu, quote unquote, the laughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the internal reward for the tzadikim in olam haba, which is the internal reward. So the Gemara now continues. You praise joy. Simcha shel mitzvah. What joy is this? It's referring to joy associated with the mitzvah. The simcha mazeosa was referring to regular joy. This simcha she'inat so mitzvah joy does not associate with mitzvah. No one always says when they always say, "Oh, mitzvah gedolei up a simcha." He says that doesn't say anywhere. The Gemara only says simcha shel mitzvah. You only have to be happy with regards to a mitzvah. Again, it's always good to be happy in life, but the Gemara just continues. Lam dechash ein shchina shorah mitoch atzos, lam mitoch atzos, mitoch schuk, lam mitoch kalosh rosh. The Hashem Baruch Hu's divine presence only comes in a person, not in a state where he's sad or he's lazy or if he's like levity, right? Schuk, lam mitoch kalosh rosh. Also, person is lightheaded, lam mitoch sicha. And not just idle chatter, v'lo mitoch dvar metelim, not just things, bittel Torah, and things just stam with a sports game, ala mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. Divine presence comes through joy with a mitzvah. As the Pasuk Shesh, Shemar v'atzak chulim menagin, v'yak menagin gizela v'yad Hashem. Elisha was talking about when he wanted to get a prophecy, he wanted to get nevuah, it says over there that he wanted to get the person to play with him in order that he should be happy of simple shal mitzvah in order to get his nevuah. Continues the Gemara now, Amar Rav Yehuda v'chein l'dvar lacha. So too, when it comes to words of Torah, teaching Torah should be with a lot of joy. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav v'chein l'chalam tov, also for a good dream, if a person wants to sleep well, he should go to sleep in a happy state of mind. The Gemara says, Eni v'amar Rav Gidal, with regards to learning Torah in a happy state. Rav Gidal, Amar Rav, kol tamash yashal nirabo v'in, sos not mamar, a person who is a Talmud who sits before his Rebbe with not utter dread, for he doesn't have dread in front of his Rebbe, tichavena, it should be singed for the fires of Gehenna. Shenemar sevsosa shonam nedvoz morover, his lips like rose dripping from some type of a morover. The Gemara has a drasha on this. The Gemara takes morover ella marover. Don't say morover, which is a bitter under a plant, but to my marover passing bitterness. I'll take Rish Shoshanim. Don't read the pasuk as Shoshanim, but rose ella shishonim, meaning that they should be teaching it. Meaning they're learning. The person's learning Torah should be in a complete state of awe and pachad and a fear. So the Gemara answers that lokasha abe rabba v'abe talmud. The Gemara answers that there's no difficulty. One is referring to his teacher, and one is referring to the Talmud. That the teacher should be with joy, the Talmud should be with fear. But Gemara says, if I say another teretz, ha v'ha b'rav. No, both are referring to the teacher. He should be. He just shouldn't. You don't have to worry. There's fear and joy. What is that? V'lokashya mekame leftach. A person before he starts teaching, the teacher should begin his lecture with milei d'b'tchus. As we're going to see, alavaser d'patach. After he starts, then there should be fear. How do we know that? Ki ad rabba. Rabba used to say the following. Kame d'b'tchus l'rabban. Amar le milei d'b'tchus. Rabba would say a joke. And then they would start to laugh, and then immediately, then they would start, and then they would get into it, and learn extremely seriously. So he would start with Mila B'tchus, Rashi says, they would have a joke in order that that moment of humor would stimulate their minds for opening up the discussion. And the Mark continues, V'as Sefer Mishlei B'akshalei Nos. Now, when they also wanted to begon his Shlomo Melech Sefer Mishlei, why? Shayudvar Sosin Adzezah, because again there was contradictions that they found. Ibnei Melo Gantu, why didn't they were going is it? The Gemara says, Sefer Kavadas, Lav V'nei V'ashku Chataima. They said, we literally looked in Sefer Kavadas, so we found good reasons. So to Achanam Elena, let's look at the Stiros, and we'll enter the Stiros. My Dvar Sosin says, what do they see that's contradicting itself in Sefer Mishlei? K'siv Altan K'sil Ki'ivala So. Don't answer a fool according to his foolishness. I mean, don't answer a fool. Don't bother discussing him. You should answer a fool. So which is it? Should I answer a fool? Don't answer a fool. The Gemara says, with regards to Torah, you should respond with Mili Alma. There are other general matters. They're making fun of you. Don't worry about it. You don't have to respond. So the Gemara says, one person came in front of Rabbi. Your wife is my wife. I'm some crazy guy. Your children are mine. Let me give you a cup of drink. Let's say Elachayim. So he ignored him. And what happened? Shasa Paka gave him the coast a drink, and he immediately burst. I'm going to point out that was a miracle. That was a divine punishment for what he had done. The Gemara continues. How do Asa the Kamei Derbchia Amar Lei? Same thing. Imin Chayishti, your mother is my wife. Be'asa Bni, and you're my child. So again, this Meshugana Amar Lei. Return Chatishka Koshal Yain. So let's drink a coast together. Shasa Paka gave him the cup, and he also he burst it out of punishment. But again, they were ignoring them. Derbchia Handelai close to the Rebbe. Rebbe's tefillah helped ensure him to Loshav Ben Mamzer that his children. This Aga point. That he would never have any mamzerus with him. The Rebbe Avik Matzav Emor Yotzav Nechash on the Kenel Gemara and Brachos refers to this. Tefilah Shetzeinu Me'azei Panim Me'azus Panim. You save me from people who are brazen and people who are brazenous, right? That's we say this tefillah every day. It's in our tefillahs, and it's referring to mamzerus. So the Gemara continues now. Divrei Torah, Ma'ay, what is it referring to as Divrei Torah? Ki ha de'asir Rav Magaliel v'kadarish asira isha teila b'chol yom. He was dorish that a woman is going to leave a child every single day. She will conceive and have many eggs and have many children at once. Shenemar horav yelav ziyachta. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu, she's going to conceive and give birth together. So the ligle also Talmud Amar inda gadash amar. Talmud made fun of this. It can't be, Rabbi. There's nothing new under the sun. The pasuk says. Amar lo, he says. Now bavar and the gmasav alam hazeh nafak alchol tarnagolas. He showed him a tarnagolas, showed him a hen, and we see that they have new eggs every single day. Able to have multiple children. So you have a Yasin Rangaliyah, but Kadarish. No, we'll pick up from here tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Okay.